Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the On the Rocks podcast. This is Denver Post sports writer Kyle Newman alongside Patrick Saunders, joining me by phone from Philadelphia, where the Rockies are amid a three-city East Coast road trip. And here on the first segment of this week's show, we got a little analysis on somebody you might have heard of named Brendan Rodgers. And Rodgers getting the call up to the show on Friday for the series opener against Philly. Patrick, obviously you haven't had a chance to be with the team yet in Philadelphia, but a pretty exciting moment for the franchise, you know, when your top prospect gets called up to the bigs.
Yeah, exactly, Kyle. I mean, you think about it. You know, we're not talking, you know, guys with potential. We're talking about a guy who the Rockies think potentially will be a star. We're talking about Nolan Arenado type. We're talking about Trevor Story type of guys. We're talking about Kyle Freeland type of guys. So, yeah, it's super exciting. And, you know, you and I have talked all week about this. We knew this was coming simply from the fact that he was just ripping up Triple A pitching. And, I mean, where else was there to go for him? He needed to get this call-up, and the Rockies could use the boost. They could use the young energy. All of those things come into play.
Yeah, the 2015 first-round pick was absolutely tearing it up for the Isotopes. 356 in 35 games with 9 homers, 21 RBIs. Oh, also a couple homers on Monday after coming back from getting hit in the head a few games prior. So really nothing has derailed him at the plate. And this was coming off of last season where he was held out of the Arizona Fall League because of a late shoulder injury in AAA. So didn't get to, you know, show his talents amongst the best down in Arizona alongside, you know, Vlad Guerrero Jr., et cetera. So this cup of coffee, or maybe it's an extended stay. Who knows what the corresponding move is. If it's Valleca getting sent down, if it's potentially Daniel Murphy headed back to the IL with that troublesome finger. But I have a feeling Rodgers is hungry to make his mark, because this has been, I mean, maybe not a long time coming because he's only 22, but for the top prospect who they've slow played a little bit and injuries have factored into that, I'm sure he feels ready to make his mark.
Yeah, and you mentioned about the fact that, you know, will it be a cup of coffee or will it be the long term? I can't imagine, unless he really slumps, that he's only going to come up for a short stint. My guess is very much like Nolan Arenado when he made his debut in Trevor Story. Unless he really does a pratfall, I think he's up here to stay, which of course really juggles the lineup and makes you wonder, you know, what are they going to do with Ryan McMahon? How serious might Daniel Murphy's finger be? We don't know. He never had surgery. We're speculating on that. But I think his time has come. You know, it's interesting, Kyle. We were both down in spring training and all eyes were on Brendan Rodgers, but he didn't do a whole lot. I mean, he worked hard. He was steady. He did his job, but he didn't open eyes. And I think the common belief going into spring training was he could make the 25-man roster out of camp if, big if, he kicks the door in. The way Trevor Story did in 2016 didn't happen. It's not a knock on Rodgers. It just didn't happen. But now he's matured a lot. I know you talked to Rockies farm director Zach Wilson about this. He's improved as a second baseman. We all know his natural position is shortstop, but that's blocked right now by Story. He has some things to work on over at second base, some angles, some double play things, but, you know, he's the real deal. I remember talking to Nolan Arenado about him. Nolan said he's got about as pure a swing as anybody's seen in a long time, and now he's putting that swing into action and producing power and average. So it's an exciting moment for him, for sure, but I think also for Rockies fans, of course, always want the next best thing.
And, of course, a pure swing and hits and home runs will make up for a little bit of lack of technicality around the second base bag, or perhaps, you know, a bit of learning curve there as opposed to the Rockies just, you know, planting him at shortstop when he got called up. But, again, big things to be seen from Brendan Rodgers, the organization's number one prospect across all the boards. And he'll be making his debut, maybe. He'll be getting called up, at least officially, on Friday in Philly. So we'll see if Bud Black puts him in the lineup or he gets some action off the bench.
Yeah, one more thing. And you know that I'm a huge DJ LeMahieu fan, and I miss the guy terribly. And I've been wondering, scratching my head, thinking, geez, for the same amount of money, they could have got DJ as opposed to Daniel Murphy, who's been injured and hasn't been very productive. But with Rodgers coming up now, and if he comes up to stay, that's really the answer to the question is,
right.
Okay, DJ LeMahieu was taking essentially the position place for Brendan Rodgers, potentially. So we'll see. The Rockies offense, you know, could use a boost. The one thing you don't want them to see, Kyle, is more strikeouts, you know. And I don't know how they could possibly strike out any more than they have the last few nights. But we'll see. I think Rodgers is a very good young hitter, good prospect, and I do think it'll bring some energy to the team.
And folks, that's Patrick Saunders from Philadelphia with the team. Head to denverpost.com/Rockies for complete coverage of the club, including of Rodgers' call-up and a big Sunday feature on his baseball origins coming this weekend. And of course, denverpost.com/OTR will get you a special subscription rate for the Denver Post for all our On the Rocks faithful listeners. Appreciate you listening to this podcast. And until next time, folks, take it easy.